every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Show. Yeah, we're all sitting in the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with producer Corey Marino, star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. How you doing this week, Fred?
See both of you, and we're ready for a nice little show, a little visit with our fans.
Yeah, this is good. We got a lot to talk about. Football season, I can't believe it's starting already. What's going on here, Fred?
Well, every year it does this, and there's more news now than there's ever been before, and none of it's usable. What happened?
It's very true. Corey, when's the first game? Is it we have one more preseason game, and that's it?
Yeah, we got one more preseason game, and I think it's around wet Thursday, like the September 5th or something like that.
How about those preseason? I think the teams are all ready to go. They've been working hard to get into big shape, Fred. What do you think?
Yeah, they're really pounding it out over there. Yeah, they. I was listening to a sports show on this morning early, and they couldn't help but just praise these fine athletes today. And they were talking about, you know, training camp went so fast. It was such a tough camp. They play three games, and none of them suited up for it.
None of the players are ready to go. And you said this for the last 5 years or longer, that no one's ready to go. There's going to be pulled muscles. You won't know what team is going to be able to really compete until we're like 5 weeks into the season. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to that. And it's when they say you're ready, well, you know, you just don't say you're ready without going out and being ready. You've got a whole list of things that they stopped doing, and that's because of the new collective bargaining agreement that they made about 5-6 years ago.
Unbelievable. Players get certain things. We're going to talk about that when we come back a little bit, about what the players get, what it was like in your day, what it's like now.
And how about Goodell getting a raise?
We go year by year. You might be kind of surprised as to there's some big increases there. I don't know who's his agent, but I want that guy working for me.
Well, he's making more than the quarterbacks.
We'll take a quick break, come back with more. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
I get so many headaches every month.
It could be chronic migraine, 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for those who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor. Visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the fabulous Sports Lounge at CRN Digital Talk Radio, this is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino, and the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yes,
Fred,
sir.
Good week going. We got to get into this football stuff a little bit. Corey, our producer, give us the background here a little bit. Fred just mentioned salaries here for the NFL commissioner. How have they changed over the years, year by year?
Yeah, so he became the NFL commissioner in 2007, and he was making $6 million a year. And then after 1 year, they're like, wow, what a great job. We're going to double it. And then he made $12 million a year. And then a year after that, they're like, you didn't do such a great job. We gave you too much. Only $10 million. A year, and then two years after that, in 2011, it went all the way up to $29.5 million
a
year.
It's a big jump, double, tripled his salary, just about.
And then he had to stay at that for about 8 years, and then it went to the whopping $63.9 million per year. And I think he's actually in talks. It's coming up now because he's in talks for another extension and a raise.
Now, Fred Dreyer,
yeah.
You played in the NFL. You had good people there. You negotiated contracts. Heck, you negotiated your own contracts when you were at the New York Giants and when you came into the Los Angeles Rams. That's a pretty good jump, $29.5 million to go to $63.9 million. You're the head dude if you're doing a great job. But is he doing a wonderful job for the NFL?
Well, he's doing what he does. Remember, this is a private organization, the NFL. And so he can do whatever he wants to do as long as he promotes the league according to what the owners want. You notice now that this is a worldwide global deal. And most of the big money now and generated in sports is World Soccer and the National Football League. They had years ago they had Marvin Miller negotiate contracts for the Major League Baseball players, and what necessarily happened was Marvin Miller cut one of the greatest retirement package deals ever for the Major League Baseball. It's just really put the players and their salaries and retirement, the package, everything, their future. You no longer had to work at the car wash in the off season.
There you go.
And so now the idea was Marvin Miller, after he closed that deal out, he said in the LA Times, he says, I'd like to talk to the the National Football League Players Association. I'd like to represent them because they're sitting on a pot of gold. And Gene Upshaw, I believe at the time, was the Players Association representative. Now, the player reps, what their job is to get as much money for the players as they possibly can, period. And one thing that they did was they got a great increase in salaries, as you now can see now as time's gone on. You've got people making $50, $60 million. Those are usually quarterbacks. And so what's now a kick in the ass is that while all of the Players Association, present day players, are making a lot of money, and they are well worth it because they're negotiating it and they're getting the money, the Players Association retirement group of fellows, which I fall into that category, all of us now have not had a raise in some time, and we've been told, under no set of circumstances, that we have we don't want you. This is what Gene Upshaw told everybody before he left, and then subsequently passed away. He said that nobody needs to hear from you. The money we're negotiating, you had nothing to do with. And he went on and on and on with it, and finally just came out and just said, "I'm going to see to it that you don't get any money." And that was a bold face slap in the face.
How long ago was that, Fred?
Ten, 12 years ago, perhaps.
Yeah. Longer, possibly, than that. So you guys haven't had a raise or a boost in your retirement. Yet when you look at playing in the NFL, there's a lot of health concerns there. There's a lot of injuries as far as physical injuries. There's concussion protocols. They got tents around the field now. You didn't have, when you had a concussion, they didn't have a tent for you there. They just came and said, hey, Fred, get back out there again, right? I mean, they didn't want you.
As you see in the local news, is that they've now just resigned treating that stuff with
smelling salts.
With smelling salts, they come out and they say, "Hey, Dave, Jocko, how you doing? You want a little snort?" and they give him a little puff, and the guy's feet start kicking up on slamming up and down on the ground, and he's out for a play or two or three. And there's really nothing else that you can do other than take the guy out of commission, take him to the hospital, get him souped up, get him ready to go to Betty by, and hopefully he's okay. And then you tell the press, what you found in terms and conditions of his health and his mental acuity. And a lot of this stuff is like I told you guys in this audience before, years ago when I would get concussions, they'd say, "Hey, how you doing, Bronco?" And I just kind of like stare at the ground, and they'd come over and say, as soon as you feel better, let us know. We'll send you back in. And I said, "Why don't you take a hike? I'm not going anywhere."
Was that your code name, Bronco, at that time, Fred?
Yeah, that's everybody called.
Everybody who
had a concussion Bronco. Called everybody Bronco.
It's good.
And so I sat down on the sideline, and one thing led to another, and I... I just said, I'm not going back in. As a matter of fact, I took my helmet off and did my my shoes.
Took off your chaps.
Took my shoes off.
Bronco.
And then I just said, I'm going in. See you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, your good friends Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater from the Rams do an On Point Live radio show here. Jackie Slater, he's really upset about this smelling salts. He says, look, I can't bring my own smelling salts. And what a stupid thing. If you bring your own smelling salts, once you're out, is anybody going to know you got smelling salts on your body to bring your own smell? Well, what's the deal here?
It's like
going
to the, flying in the airport. You know, they, before you go on the, before you get your seat, they give you a check down.
Exactly.
You know, before they give you, they hand you your helmet and your chin strap, they make sure that you know, you've been checked out, and they give you the smelling salts, and they put you on the airplane.
So Roger Goodell at how much did you say there, Corey?
63.9 at the moment.
63.9 million.
Looking for more.
Per the New York Times best guesstimate
there. Per year. That's per year.
Per year. And I know the players are getting a lot, but I'm just looking at the past here when they could be taking care of the people that made the NFL great. That ain't happening, Fred.
Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of ex-players out there who, in the earshot of my voice, who have no retirement.
And that's it.
And that's not apocryphal. That's
email
that
Fred.
That is the fact of the matter.
Email Fred on this one, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. What are your thoughts on this? Fair to the players of yesteryear, the ones that made the NFL great? Email Fred, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at C as in championship, R as in radio, N as in network, crntalk.com. We'll take a break, come back with more on this and a little bit more. Don't forget, we're live in the chat room on Facebook Live. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only, coming to you on our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, also on Sirius XM channel 217, XM channel 203. That's Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Also on the XM Sirius app, channel 967, on radio stations around the country through the Sports Byline Radio Network and CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, our producer Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer in the driver's seat here. So, Fred, you talked about 2-3 years now ago. You talked to Roger Goodell. Is this going to change? You think this is going to be status quo for the NFL?
Well, somebody from the retirement era, that's yes. my era, has to organize a group of young players who are recently retired. And several of the guys, you know, who have put in 20, 25 years, and have a press conference, and be organized in about what you're asking for, and march into New York's NFL office to see Roger Goodell, and let's get a newspaper following on this, and you know, there's nothing more timely than a nicely replaced reported story that exposes a slight.
Yeah, there's a problem.
There's an incredible injustice going on here with ex-players.
It's especially in the NFL with the health and safety concerns. I mean, even the players now worry about the health and safety concerns. What about those people of yesteryear on the NFL greats, those in the Hall of Fame, sitting there with injuries and stuff and concussion problems over there? These things need to be looked at a little bit, and possibly, instead of denying claims and denying doing things and saying there's conflicts here, let's get something done. Maybe we can lead the charge on this thing, Fred.
Well, they had a little bit of a blurb a while back that I was a part of, and we went back to Minnesota to see Judge Magnuson and file our complaints about other issues. And the overall was, hey, listen, get out of here. You're not. I'm not kidding you. You guys aren't getting a penny. You guys aren't getting anything. And then they put together some concoction that, you know, pretending that, okay, you came here, the press knows you're here, they've been talking to some of you guys. And a couple of us, you know, myself and Jim Marshall and Jim Brown was a part of it for a little while. He came on later. But the issue was, hey, look, you know, everybody here is blind if they don't think that NFL players deserve to have a pension as well as everybody else. Hell, grandma and grandpa out in the middle of America deserve to have a pension, and here you have a group of football players who are really hurting. There's some stories out there that you know that. That you would, you know, it would break your heart to think that
I believe it.
People can't chew their food. They don't have a dentist to go to for the simplest reasons. And here's the deal: we're not necessarily. This is what we said at that time. We're not necessarily asking the league to be our dentist. We're asking you to give us money to the equivalent of us going out and getting our own. Our own coverage on a lot of issues, orthopedic issues, internal such and such, and that we got nowhere with that.
Yeah, so hopefully we can shed some light on this, throw a spotlight on it, see if we can get something going on this, because it needs to be done. That said, Fred, we're a week away, can you believe it, from another NFL season. I don't see the players ready to go. I think there's going to be a lot more injuries, and here these big contracts come through. They look at the Rams. They got their quarterback is already, they're worried about his back. He hasn't even played anything in training, getting ready to go here for the NFL season. You think he'll start?
Well, it's not our business, nor do I care how many people ignore the injury factor today. They're out there. They're mercenaries. They've always been that way, and they're practicing with the team and doing what the team wants. What you wind up getting, like for the Ram quarterback, you know, he's got a disc issue.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
And so he's out there, and he's giving it his one and all. But the point of the matter is that there's no guarantee that in practice or getting in and out of his car, that he can't re-injure himself. And that's a lifetime burden.
Yep.
And so he's got to make sure that he and his wife and everybody talk about it. And they've already been told all that.
You know, Corey, talk to us a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones has spent some time explaining how he makes the Cowboys a soap opera. And he says he intentionally does this so that the team gets headlines. What's he talking about here?
So each of the past couple of years, his best players are in they're due for contract extensions, like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and now the most recent one's going to be Micah Parsons. And he keeps waiting to the last minute to give these guys these contracts. And with what Fred has been saying, each year the NFL makes more and more money. So every year that he waits, he could have paid Dak a couple years earlier, but he waited and he waited, and now he had to pay the full price, and he does the same thing. And he says he's doing that because he wants his name in the tabloids. He says it doesn't matter about the – because someone researched it and said he's lost about $84 million in waiting on these contracts with these players. And he says – what's $84 million when I get $100 million every time my name's mentioned on ESPN for a week here or there? And he thinks the act of the Cowboys is more than will make up for his losses on contracts.
Fred, do you agree with that?
Well, look, it's what he wants. Hey, Jerry, you know, I noticed you're wearing a tweed jacket today. I think it sucks, but how about you? Well, I've liked this tweed jacket ever since I saw it in the golf shop, and I'm going to go out and play 500 rounds of golf before I sign one more player to $1 million contract.
It's amazing. He says the Cowboys delay their key contracts historically. He waits and signs the players because there's been mixed success. There's been sometimes derailed contracts. There's been injuries. It gives him more publicity and attention. It helps his salary cap, because he can move it around later. He likes hands-on management. The injuries can cost him sometimes. He saved himself some money by not signing him right away. Is he part of a TV show this year? Are they showcasing the Cowboys this year?
No, thank God.
Well, no, they're coming out with a Netflix special.
There you go.
It was like The Cowboys, The Gambler and The Cowboys, and he loves his gambler bravado, and he thinks that everything needs to be a gamble, and he's like, contract extensions aren't what they used to be. When I bought the team, I looked the guy in the eye, I shook his hand, and the number was done. We didn't have to write it down. It was just done. And I think that's how we should do things. That's what he was saying.
Oh, perfect. In the meantime, you know, your team's won like 8 games between now and the time.
Yeah, they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 96, and they haven't won more than 2 playoff games.
You know, you got to go back and do a little research here. Maybe we should do that to find out the history arc of what a bad organization this is now that Jerry took over. It's okay if Jerry owns it, But as long as he hires the right people, he hasn't hired the right people. He refuses to. They ask him point blank, and he just says, "Well, I think my ability to run this team is none of your business." Well, it kind of is. It's a situation here where you've got all these football players that we pay to see, holding out, not. Suffering through this childish, action of playing a boys' game with adult money, and so you've got a lot of issues here that Jerry refuses to acknowledge and address.
You know, looking ahead, a shout out to the old timers there. We got a lot of Cleveland Brown fans out there around the country, and apparently Joe Flacco going to be the starting quarterback. Did I hear that correctly, yeah. Corey?
Joe Flacco at age 40 years old is going to be starting quarterback.
I think of all the people they have, I think they've got four or five first four or five games of the season. The schedule is pretty tough on them.
So Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions.
So that Flacco's the guy that can lead them to maybe a couple games. If that's the way it's going to be, they're going to be like baseball, where they're going to be a bullpen game.
isn't the Sanders kid on that team too, on the Browns?
Yeah, Sanders. Yeah. They got Pickett. They got four different quarterbacks, and then they still got Deshaun Watson sitting there getting his massages.
He's literally in the locker room counting his money.
Yeah. Okay, break time. When we come back, we'll check the chat room. Yeah, that's right. We do the show live on Facebook Live. You can check it out or go to our YouTube channel and check out the Fred Dreyer Show. It is Coast to Coast, the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with Fred Dreyer.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Back to School Sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's Back to School Sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Get a little business taken care of here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Welcome back. Our flagship 790 KEBC. We're on Sirius XM, also on radio stations around the country, WRMN in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Michael Horn. Our producer, Corey Marino, is here, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Corey, chat room, anybody got some comments here as we've been blowing up the NFL a little bit on the show?
We do, but the first comment we got to talk about comes from our very own Jeremy Dayton. He's in Thailand on his honeymoon, and he wanted to tell us good morning and go Joe Flacco.
You see, I talked about Joe Flacco for the JD. That's it. He loves Joe Flacco. I do too. The guy comes out, he can give you a couple of good games.
Yeah.
He's going to win half his games.
He whips that ball around. He's going to have some pick sixes, but he's also going to throw some long touchdowns and stay in there and handle the pocket.
Yeah, he whips the ball around. He can throw touchdowns, too. That's good.
All right, and then we also have Martine Bailey, Rachel Joanne G. Shelley, Bruce DeGree, John J. Barrett. They're all saying hi. And then Gene Wilcox Chase says hello and then wants to know who's on your shirt, Fred. Who is that?
Oh.
Who's that person on your shirt right there?
Fred has a very nice shirt on for you radio listeners over there.
It looks
shirt?
A little baby.
It's my daughter's half sister.
Oh,
I can figure that one out. Molly, this is Molly.
Molly on your shirt.
This is when she was a young baby, and we used to go to the park a lot there in Santa Monica. And she was just perfect age. She would do anything I asked her. I'd say, "Go over there and sit over there and pose." And then we got these series of great photographs of her, put them on T-shirts, and kind of gave them to the family a little bit, you know.
Why don't you open them up and sell them? I think we got enough people over there on the Works For Me, Fred Dreyer website there, the Facebook page, Works For Me.
Well, we've got a lot of ideas for shirts, and they're pretty funny.
They're pretty good. Speaking of promotions, by the way, since we're talking about that, they're blowing the lid off this Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. This is the stars of Hunter going to be reunited, and you did this once before. It was huge in Burbank, California, but this is going to be a big grand weekend when Fred Dreyer gets together again with Stephanie Kramer, known for his role as the tough Dee Dee McCall. Rick Hunter, Dee Dee McCall.
What was
reunited.
Her nickname? What was her nickname, Mike?
D.
No, Brass Cupcake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I don't think about food much anymore, Fred. There you go, Brass Cupcake.
Well, that's all right.
She's a tough cookie, I'll tell you that. Oh, no, that was your name. I forgot. Okay, so this is going to be September 18th through the 20th, and since Jeremy Dayton is tuned in, this is going to be in Maryland, in the Baltimore area. It's going to be at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel at 903 Delaney Valley Road in Towson, Maryland, and you can get there by finding out more going to the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. And you're going to be signing autographs there, Fred? Is that the general plan?
I'm going to do some exotic dancing.
Yes. It's good. Bring your cameras, everybody. Fred will sign those autographs. And Dee Dee's going to sing, I think, right, while you perform?
I think so.
Yeah, Stephanie will go singing while you perform the exotic dancing. Again, mark it down September 18th through the 20th. Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer back together again. You're on TV everywhere. Roku, the Roku channel, has you on there for free. Anybody wants to see it, get the Roku. I love Roku because you can just search CRN Talk and you can watch our show. You can see the live show going on. You can listen to all 8 channels of CRN Talk audio. It's a very good a app to have on your TV, and they make the Roku TVs already built in, or you get the Roku stick and stick it in there. But this also has the Roku channel where you can watch Hunter. Good show. Anything new coming up on that, Hunter? Is there going to be maybe a Hunter Revisited coming up?
I don't think so. You know, we did our share of shows,
yeah.
And 157 of them, and then we did about 6 movies. I think that's about all you can do. You know, you whip that franchise a little bit, and you'll get some sweet juice. But the trouble is that networks and look at these people such as myself and Stephanie who have series, although they're famous, they glow and run like crazy in syndication, not original shows. So this is what we're looking at, and there'll be a lot of fans there showing up, taking pictures and signing autographs. And it's always a pleasant, a joyous get-together every time we do that.
Should be good. It's always, you know, it's a joyous and pleasant get-together is when the Dodger bullpen eventually is all healthy. In fact, the entire staff is healthy, and we actually have pitchers. All year long, the Dodgers have signed, how many pitchers is it now? 80-some-odd pitchers, Corey Marino, producer here?
It's about 79.
79 and counting.
And they've all been on the DL at one time or another, and they're coming off now. Who's scheduled to come off the DL list?
We got, so right now we have...
Roki, right?
Yeah, Roki's working back. He's the slowest one at the moment. Kopech and Yates and Tanner Scott. So Kopech was our right-handed flamethrower that did pretty well in the playoffs.
He hurt his knee, didn't hurt his elbow.
That's, we like Kopech.
Yeah. We like that.
We
and
like
Yates,
that.
Yates, of course, Rowdy Yates was on the old Rawhide TV show as a cattle drive. So,
but this one's Kirby.
Oh, this is Kirby. So, he was, okay, so that's Rowdy's
lower
brother.
Back, which you don't like, and then Tanner Scott left elbow. Those were our two big offseason acquisitions. Tanner Scott got the money, and Yates was one of the best closers last year, but they both came in this year and have not done a single thing, and they just keep getting hurt. Yates has been on the IL at least twice. Scott just finally went. They're both doing their rehab starts and should be back, they said, maybe by the weekend to do the San Diego. To face San Diego in San Diego.
Yeah, wow, this weekend is a big San Diego showdown in San Diego. Dodgers swept San Diego last week. It looked pretty good, going into to Colorado, but they lost that first game. But the main surprising thing in that second game in Colorado, that guy Alex Call finally woke up, and what did he go, 4-for-4?
4-for-5, I believe. And he was a triple away from the cycle. He got his first home run as a Dodger.
He's making Conforto look real bad.
That's not hard to do, though.
Conforto hasn't got a hit since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Michael O-for-4-no is what we like to call him.
Yes, O-for-4-no.
And Dave's then, taking him, Dave Roberts taking him under his wing and talked to him. And as he talks to him, I don't know what's happening there. Get that Alex Call out there. Let him play for a while.
Yeah, and then they're in Wednesday's game, they're giving Mookie Betts the day off. So they have Rojas and Freeland out there, and then in the first game,
let me ask you a question. There's a controversy going around that Mookie Betts would go to right field because Teoscar Hernandez can't handle right field. They move him to left and put Mookie Betts out there. Gentlemen, Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer, your thoughts on this?
No, he's not moving.
I don't think so either.
No. Look, you want it. You won the game. You won the World Series last year.
Good shortstop.
And he's a good shortstop. He's better than average. And let's just move on and start hitting with runners in scoring position.
I don't disagree. We definitely are losing because we're not hitting with runners in scoring position. But the defensive liability that Teoscar is in right now.
That's the reason.
And if it's not Mookie, just play Teoscar in left. I don't care if it's not Mookie. Just stop putting Teoscar back.
Put Alex Call over there.
Put Alex Call in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And then once the Dodgers get their players back, then you can try and figure out where you need to place them. But Teoscar's been hurt all year, and it's hurt him. It's hurt him offensively. He can't get a jump on the ball during the routine fly balls, and it's cost the Dodgers defensively. But they just, again, you're right. It doesn't really matter because they're losing these games. because the bullpen at the end is tired from playing a lot in the beginning of the season, and they're not hitting it with runners in scoring position. If they hit with runners in scoring position, it's hard to beat someone when you're up 11-0 instead of being only up 3-4.
Well, the philosophy here, Mike Horn, it's, you are Mike Horn, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. That's correct. Sometimes known as James Bond.
The issue here is... last year, the Dodgers won a lot of games and subsequently just peaked and did great, and they won the World Series. Well, this year, they're having to do the same thing, but they're not winning these games with a tired back end bullpen. They can't seem to win games with young, unimproved relief pitchers. And the people that they're having to use now are young kids who aren't really proven.
Well, hold on a second, because Alex Vesia went to the Dave Roberts there in that one of those Padre games and said, "Hey," or was it the Rocky game?
No, it was the last game of the Padre game.
Yeah, he says, "Let me get out there and I'll pitch the ninth inning for you. I can do it." And he got into that Vesia mode where he looks like the Mad Russian there, Al Hrabowski, who used to be with the Cardinals years ago. And he went out there and closed the game down.
Yeah, well, good for him, and he also gives up gopher balls, and they're all going to. You just want to make those gopher balls one run,
yes,
home runs. If you start giving up two and three run home runs, you might as well go home.
And I think one of the main differences between last year and this year, because if you look statistically and everything, the Dodgers aren't different off. But a lot of, I remember we talked a lot last year on the show, is they were winning a bunch of comeback games. They came back from behind, and I think they won the most in the league last year. And I think that's the difference this year. They're losing these close one-run games, and the Dodger fans are feeling it instead of the joy from
blowing them.
From winning in the ninth inning, getting it stripped from you in the ninth or tenth or 11th is just gut-wrenching. And you know, Dodger fans, they lose faith or think they're champions with every win or loss.
Yeah.
How about those Yankees? They hit a bunch of home runs in a row, didn't they? Are they waking up a little bit?
They're waking up a little. That's some crazy stuff. We remember early in the year we were talking about their torpedo bats, and that story kind of all went away.
Yeah. What happened to the torpedo bats?
I don't think they worked enough.
The season's so long, it's a gag.
They got these pencil neck geek bats. Did you see those things? They look like a pencil.
Yeah, it was for the players' weekend. There was some people had lightsaber looking ones. Pajez had a one that looked like a big rubber pencil. Eraser. It was pretty cool. I thought it was funny.
Well, as long as they hit home runs with them, there you go. But it was Judge and Bellinger and Stanton that came in, and what, they hit like nine home runs in a game?
They hit nine home runs, and they broke the record because they hit nine home runs in the first series of the season, and then they hit nine this in this game, and it's the first time a team's ever hit nine home runs twice in a season.
Pretty incredible, I'll tell you. Yeah, this show is just flying by here today, everybody. I don't know what to say for you here. What about this rumor that Boston, who traded away their guy to San Francisco and got Bregman from the cheating Houston Astros, the Dodgers would go after Bregman? No way. The guy's from the Astros. He's a cheater for life. Am I right?
Well, we don't know what his participation in that fiasco was,
Fred.
Back in 2017.
Fred.
What?
The fastball is coming at you. Come on, he's a cheater forever.
Well, we don't know that.
We'll take a break, come back with more where we resolve this in the final segment of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Dreyer Show will continue. Stay with us.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. You know, as soon as this show is over, it turns into a podcast. You can get all the past Fred Dreyer shows at crntalk.com, or better yet, go to your favorite podcast platform, whatever that may be, Spotify, Google, Apple, and just search the Fred Dreyer Show, and it'll come up. Or dial on your phone. You take your telephone, you dial #250, #250, hit send. When this call is answered, say, "Find my podcast." And they'll say, "What podcast?" You say, "The Fred Dreyer Show." And they'll load it right up on your phone for you. You can listen to it time and time again and hear all the great ins and outs here on The Fred Dreyer Show.
Yeah, that's a nice little treat for you if you're stuck in the freeway or on the subway.
Yeah, on a plane ride, whatever, you can listen to The Fred Dreyer Show.
That's a good idea.
Again, a reminder, Fred Dreyer, Stephanie Kramer are going to be at that big Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. We mention it because Fred's going to be gone that week, and he's going to be there signing autographs and a lot more, and apparently doing some kind of exotic dancing. So those of you might want to...
Interpretive dancing, Mike. That's what it's called.
You have always been amazing. You've had two great careers. One, of course, as the NFL great in football, and then as an incredible actor, and now as an artiste doing interpretive dancing. This is something brand new.
It's really been a good thing for me.
Did you turn your house backyard into a dance studio for yourself?
No, I haven't, actually.
You're doing this on your own.
I just spring into action when the mood hits me. And I just have been so blessed with the ability to sway people off their ideas by dancing in front of them.
Your rendition of A Tulip in Bloom is one of the all-time greats. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the show, we're out of time here. Thank you so much, Corey Marino, for producing this whole dang show. Thank you all for listening to us. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer@CRN, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Check out Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook log /TheRealFredDreyer. And some final thoughts now from you, Fred Dreyer, to finish up the show.
I'm going to make it my my number one task to get a hold of Roger Goodell and wring some money out of him.
See you next week.